You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
In Jarba, yeah, and happened to be a gentleman that all of a sudden had a very strange attitude. His behavior was that he felt he has a jug over his head. So he felt there's a big jug over his head. So now the way he moved, like ate, you know, walked, it's like he was afraid that the jug will fall down. Now how he slept, you know, he has slept. But that's how he felt that there is a kuze over his head. So no matter how much they spoke with him, they took him to a different psychologist, and it didn't work. So Chacham came up with the idea as the path that usually he would leave the house and then go to the Beit Knesset and just straight, and he was very careful that the jug would not fall down from his head. So as he's walking by the Chacham's house, he took a big jug and threw it out of the window and broke it on the floor. So he told them, "The jug broke! It fell down!" He said, "Ah." And then he was in peace now because the jug is not over his head anymore. So he acted normal after that. We learned in Parshat Kedoshim that we have a direct command from the Torah that is brought, "Al tifnu el ha'elilim." What does that mean? It's a gvaro, pone, right? That you should not turn to elilim. What does elilim mean? Elilim. Here Rashi HaKadosh says, elilim is al. Al means, al, no, al means something that is not important. No. It's worthless. There's nothing to think about. So now, the question that is brought here, it says, "Al tifnu el ha'elilim, velohem masecha lo ta'asu lach." So now, it's repetition, because when it says you should not turn to something that is not worthwhile, so obviously, are you going to make it? Why is repetition? You follow? So you should not turn to something that is worthless, that is baseless, has no importance. And this is Elohim Asecha lo ta'asu lachem.
Maybe Masecha referred to when somebody gets met in the Kubo of the Avodah Zarah, become his face.
When he does what? I'm sorry?
When he's doing Avodah Zarah. When somebody gets
mad,
it's like Elohim Masecha. You have a different face.
Very nice, very nice. So now, here, just imagine you have 20 people. And then you invite these 20 people and we let them, like in a field, a big, big field. And then you give them one ball, and all these 20 people, they chase after this one ball. Is that normal? No, I mean, I'm just asking you a question. Why are you giving like 3, 4, 5 balls? And you know, they go and there. Exactly. No? I don't understand. What kind of psychology behind this? And not only that, and you see, they actually murder one another for this little ball. Oh, there's here 5 sport right here. You can buy any how many balls you want. You threw these people, and it's such a mind-boggling thing. And not only that, and you see thousands of people, they around these 20 people.
22.
It's 22. I thought it was a minyan. Minyan. No. Next, it's a 2 minyanim. Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. And all after to make a goal. What is this? No, what is this?
sports club. It's called
sports. Oh, that's what it is. Al tifno el ha'elilim velohem asecha lo ta'asu lachem. What is it supposed to mean? You chase after a ball and you almost kill one another? What is this? And not only that, there's a concept that in this society is called Super Bowl. What is this Super Bowl came about all of a sudden? What is this supposed to mean? This is exactly the story of our story in Giraffe. You have a jug on your head and you walk around. It's such a dimion, such a sarab. You call it sarab? Deja vu. Yeah. And not only that, you know, there's a mentality that has been created that to sing is excellent, no? To have a good voice. And you know what you're going to do? You invite all the singers from all around the world, and you pick the good one. Isn't that something? Exactly. And not only that, because people that they don't want you to do such a thing, they throw in your country 700 missiles that these things would not happen. It's worth it? For somebody that can sing, and you'll be the best one, it's worth it? Such a disaster. It's such a destructive principle. How could be such a thing? How you put yourself through such a thing? And not only that, you have such a wealthy person in America for the singer that must go to Eretz Yisrael. He gives so much money. And make it happen. That's what Tatashri is teaching us. Artifnu elayinini. Why? Because then it becomes masecha. No matter what. No matter what. And it happened in Russia that to arrange the Olympic, I think they lost close to maybe 20,000 people to just make it happen, and close to billions of dollars. And what happened? They had a crew that worked 24 hours. And people could not take it. They died. So what did they do? What do you do when you see such a thing happens? But how can you continue? You know what they did? It's such a mind-boggling thing. They set a higher life insurance for people that work in the crew. So when they die, they get a greater benefit. But it has to happen. Has to happen. Billions of dollars has to be spent. And these people have to work. But you know what? Okay. You know, you're going to lose your life. We give you a higher life insurance.
In Israel, if they do not do normal things, if they live by fear, then nothing is going to happen. So if I have a fear every day of my life, that there's a bomb coming, I will not leave the house. I'll go underground and I won't come out.
Yeah.
People have to leave.
But it's obvious that you're not permitted to trigger the bomb. Of course. But we see clearly things doesn't go out of hand if we won't trigger it. And it says in the Torah, the Yehudi should know, Ushmartem me'od et shotechem. We are commanded, but we're not permitted for something that is elilim. What do you gain out of it?
The difference is, so there are a group of people that are not familiar with it. They live, you know, yeah, we don't usually like typical people, typical Jews, especially observant ones, they don't get involved or they don't really care for that kind of stuff. It's really out of our options, but those people that are not religious, hasn't had any sort of exposure, how could they be triggering something that they don't even know about it?
No, they know, they see. They see exactly the outcome. They see, here, what else do you want? You see, the outcome is exactly what we're going through. You know, you trigger people, and you know, you have so much animosity there already. So you trigger it. So wake up. It's not worth it. You put your people's life as you have. You know, you destroy them. You destroy them. So that's what the Torah comes to teach us. Elinim is al. What is al? It's baseless. It's worthless. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. But for us, practicality, we have these jugs over our head. You know, the way we handle our work, the way we handle our life, the way we handle our, you know, free time. That's what we have. That's what we do. But somebody, Chacham, is going to come and break it and say, no, it's not on your head. You don't need to walk like this. But you don't realize why. Because your habits, exactly, if you know, I have a jug over my head. There's no jug on your head. It's not. But that's how you go through life. But you don't need to sit like this. You don't need to eat like this. You don't need to walk like this. But that's what how you feel. So no, I have to go. What do you mean you have to go? You don't need to have to go. You don't need to have to go. But no, I have to go. I cannot come. I don't have to. But it's nonsense. But that's how you habited yourself. That's what these worthless, baseless, not important things became your masecha, became your God. Became your God. You became a robot. Robot. Clear.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.